Reformed Church.
You know, there are a lot of things, like a lot of times when you read in James and you read about him saying for us not to be forgetful hearers, sometimes you see that and you're saying like, yeah, no, like I'm not a forgetful hearer. Like I remember the Lord every day, right? But that's not quite, I mean, that's good, very, very good. But that's not what the Lord is just talking about in general, right? Like when the Lord encourages us in things like in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 about praying without ceasing, about rejoicing always, about always giving thanks to the Lord, about meditating on God's word day and night. What the Lord wants in our lives is not that we would be, that we would remember him every day, but then 80% of every day we close our eyes like we're in darkness, right? One of the things that is just really good is just that, you know, there's so much beauty to see in the Lord that we should be people that constantly live with our eyes wide open, right? And there are so many things that we can name, things that make people sometimes shut their eyes, right? It could be pain and hurt. It could be trauma that happens to us in our lives. You know, it could be things of unforgiveness that we haven't let go. It could be things just of this world in general, but it is really worldly things, right? Worldly things that can just sometimes, you know, get you to have your eyes closed to something. In other words, your awareness, you become aware of something in the world instead of becoming aware of what you have in the Lord, right? Becoming aware of the delicacy that there is with something in the world and going after that, right? Knowing that the Lord said that that's not for you, right? Knowing that the Lord has said to you that, you know, you're a child of the day. You're not a child of the night. Don't walk like this world walks, because they walk in the darkness. Therefore, they sleep. So don't sleep like the world sleeps, because the world sleeps because they're in darkness. They don't know me. But you have no need to walk and live like they walk, right? But you have every reason to live awake, right? Because I've enlightened your mind and I've put everything on the inside of you. So the Lord encourages us to walk like children of the day. In other words, all day long, right? To walk. And there's something, again, I'm not going to get into a ton of verses, but just from an encouragement perspective, there's something that the Lord has just been reminding me of about watching and being sober. And both of those things are really talking about being awake, right? Being awake. And in that awakeness, right, you see all the time that the Lord is constantly talking about, especially you notice when Jesus was just about to be crucified, he encouraged his disciples multiple times to watch and pray so that they would not fall into temptation. They weren't going to ease his pain, right? They weren't going to ease his suffering on the cross. He himself is suffering. He said the wording exactly was almost like he was, I don't remember the exact wording, but there was stuff going on in him about what he was about to do and what he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray about. But yet he's constantly encouraging them, watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Watch and pray. In other words, stay awake with me. He said, couldn't you even watch with me for an hour? Couldn't you even stay awake with me for an hour? Luke is really interesting that in Luke, he says that they were asleep because of much sorrow. Right? So it's not, you know, when you look at that, you're like, oh, they were just so tired, they were lazy, and they couldn't stay awake. But it's really interesting that Luke says that they were asleep because of much sorrow. And sometimes people, you know what, they just want to, they go into these depressive states, and they just want to lock themselves away from things and just go to sleep and not wake up for hours and hours and hours in a day, because they figure maybe when they wake up, it's going to be better. But sometimes people sleep and they slumber and they want to forget everything, including the Lord, just because of sorrow in their life, you know? You can have your eyes so much on sorrow sometimes, right, that your eyes close to him, or so much on pain, so much on problems, so much on unforgiveness, so much on things throughout our day, just worldly stuff in general, anything, we can name a billion things, right, that just make you close your eyes. But it's cool that the Lord says, watch and pray. Watch and pray. One of the beautiful things that First Thessalonians chapter 5 talks about is when he's talking about all of this encouragement and saying to you that you're a child of the day and not of the night, it's awesome that that's the one part in the Bible that it's worded like that, where he says, pray without ceasing, always giving thanks, right? And you figure, you know, why is that? And it's just because at every turn, every single time as you pray, you are speaking, right? You are bringing to remembrance all of the good things that God has done. You're testifying with your mouth about everything that you have, everything that you've been given, and you're verbalizing that, or you're writing it down and you're remembering yourself, whether you journal, you speak out loud, or however it is. But the thing is, that remembrance of that makes you not a forgetful hearer, right? Right? But it's making you a doer of the work. It's making you a person of faith. Why? Because you're remembering and then you're giving thanks. So, like, to me, it's almost become one thing. Meditating on my word day and night and praying without ceasing, to me, is pretty much the same thing, because you can't do both simultaneously if they were two separate things, right? But meditating on his word brings about, in other words, the abundance of your heart is going to bring out words out of your mouth. It's going to bring things, right? It's going to bring the meditation of the Lord. And obviously, it's always going to end in a constant thanksgiving, right? Because prayer always ends in thanksgiving, because everything that you're saying is based on something that he's already done. So I just want to encourage you in that just the awakeness of things. You know, there are even little things in my life that I don't know. I've just, within the last 2 days even, I was just thinking about, even in small ways where you think, you know what, oh, you know what? I just want a break, and I'm just going to sit down, and I'm going to do nothing. Or I just need a break, and I'm just going to rest after a long day's of work, and I'm just going to watch a little something on TV. Now, you know, I'm not trying to be like, you know, this is not a law that I'm developing in my life. But when the Lord, you know, when I sense a thought coming up, and then I compare it to what the Lord is teaching me, and I see a disconnect there, I want the Lord's mind to be the thing to prevail over a mindset that I have about something. And the truth is, right, I don't have to wait to rest from anything, right, or to need, right, to wait until I'm not doing anything or just watching something for a half hour or whatever it is, to call that some sort of break or some kind of solitude or some sort of rest or some sort of anything. I have resting on the inside of me. So even if it's, you know, just this thing of relief that we think, and I get it, you know, there's lots of different things that people do for relief and to alleviate stress and whatever. But the thing is, while you're doing that, to be reminded and to know that you actually don't need it. In other words, to be reminded, James talks about beholding yourself in a mirror and not forgetting who you are because your eyes are stayed on him, right? A heart steady on the Lord, that's where he wants our mind. He wants our mind constantly on him. So even in things that we would find to be, well, you know what, that's not so terrible. You know, there's not anything, nothing wrong with that. But how about if you didn't have to think? How about right in the middle of your workday, in one of the most stressful situations, right, that would have caused stress for you in the past or would cause stress to most people, that in that moment, right in the center of your day, three quarters through your day, last meeting of the day, it's time to quit, and somebody calls you up just yelling at you, and you're like, you know what? I'm just as much at rest as if I would have stopped working and sat on my couch. It really doesn't matter. How about if our mindset didn't have to need an escape when you already have an escape, right? How about if you didn't have to wait? In other words, the very thing that brings us relief from pain, from any kind of sorrow, hardship, traumatic thing that might have happened, anything. The very thing that brings us relief is the mindset on the Lord and believing what he said. The thing that it takes worry away and fear, right, is faith in Jesus Christ. So when you allow the love of God just to continually be perfected in your mind over and over again, just washing your heart. So when I have little silly thoughts like that, thinking that I need a point of relief throughout my day, I said, thank you, Lord, that you can wash my heart, that I can be reminded and know, right, Lord, I don't need a relief. You are my relief. You are my rest, right? Anyway, I'm going to stop right there because there's a lot more that I keep saying. But, you know, we'll see what happens. If everything works out Sunday, maybe I'll share with you a bit more. But just for what it's worth, though, I think it's a cool reminder about staying awake, watching, and being sober and praying. It's just a mindfulness on the Lord constantly throughout your day, acknowledging the Lord in all of your ways, allowing him to be part of every single bit of it. And you'll see that rest is not something that you achieve. It's not a place that you're going to get to at some point throughout your day, but rest is something that you're constantly in and living in, right? we have that as a gift from the Lord, the ability to be able to rest. We've entered into a land that is already ours, right? We are heavenly people already. We are children of the day. We've received our heavenly country, right? We're home. We can rest right now in the middle of whatever it is, at rest completely, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.